Yoo-hoo!
Right?
A woman drives by and yells out to Iris Campbell. Campbell lives across from the house and has been filming the arrest. She says over the years she's been living in the area, she's called Crime Stoppers, troopers, and the Kodiak Police Department on the people passing in and out of the house.
Oh, it's an ongoing drug sales there, day in, day out, and it's about time they finally took somebody out of there with it.
Other neighbors on the scene say the house is known for drug activity. They say people stay the night and leave, and they've seen signs of other unsavory behavior. They mention car theft, signs of domestic abuse like screaming and fighting, and possible overdoses or worse. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Kurt Armberg was on the scene. He says the FBI came in from Anchorage to help local forces act on a search and arrest warrant. He declined to share details of the case because it's ongoing, but says authorities found both methamphetamine and heroin in connection with the house. He says he's seen a change in the most commonly trafficked drugs over the 5 years he's been in Alaska.
So when I first got up here, it was a lot of methamphetamine. That has shifted now. Almost an 80% shift where it's almost all opiate-based, heroin-based.
He says drugs lead to crime, and Kodiak is a microcosm of the drug epidemic.
Kodiak has a population of under 7,000. So when you put in perspective the amount of hard drugs that we're seeing there, based on the population, there's an issue.
He says they worked alongside the Kodiak Police Department and the U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Service on several recent cases. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.